Please pray with me. Lord God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations and thoughts of all of our hearts, all of our minds be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What's the word? That's the question I have up on the screen. What's the word on Christmas? How's your Christmas going so far? And I'd imagine if I asked each of you guys that question individually, I'd get several different answers. Raise your hand if you're a kid or a kid at heart. All right. I'd imagine maybe your answer to this question has something to do with what you found underneath the wrapping paper, if you have open presents. Raise your hand if you like a good Christmas dinner. Right? Your answer to the question might have something to do with what you find at the table this afternoon. Is it what you like? Raise your hand if you're the host or hostess of a Christmas dinner. All right? Not as many as I thought we'd have. Your answer to the question probably has something to do with how prepared you feel going into that meal. Raise your hand if you have loved ones who've traveled some distance to be with you. All right. And I'd imagine your answer to the question has something to do with the fact that they arrived safely or with you here today. What's the word on Christmas? That's the question our readings want us to answer today. And they want us to do so in a slightly different way than what we've done so far. And the answer that we're going to find in our readings is Jesus. That's the word on Christmas. He is literally the word. If I were to say the phrase in the beginning, tell me what book, chapter, and verse would you think of first thing? Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, creation. In the beginning, God created and finished the heavens and the earth. We're told that in the beginning, everything's formless, everything's empty, everything's void, there's nothing. And then God said. And throughout Genesis chapter 1, we have all these moments of then God said. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be fish in the seas, and there were fish in the seas. God says it. And it happens. So when God creates the world that we know today, live in today, he does so through his what?
Word.
Through his word. Now our question is, what is the word? Here in Genesis chapter 1, God's word is powerful, right? It does what it says. It's creative, so it makes things. It's life-giving. And here's the word I want to focus on. It's personal. And this brings us to our gospel reading. John 1, chapter 1, verse 1. Where we have another in the beginning. And what did it say? In the beginning was the Word, which is what we're talking about. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So here the Word is personal. It's equated with God himself. If we look at the next verse, it says, through him all things were made. Without him was nothing made that was made. You guys know grammar, right? Personal pronoun, him. So the word is called him. So not this abstract concept, not just the sounds that come out of God's mouth when he speaks, but it's personal. He's God himself. And what we have in verse 14, it said the word took on flesh and dwelt among us. Now who is this life-giving, eternal word of God who took on flesh and dwelt among us? If we read on in John, it's who? Jesus, whose birth we celebrate today. Now, I mentioned we talk about our reading from Hebrews, too. In Hebrews, it told us that in the Old Testament, God would speak to his people through prophets, right? So through messengers. So God would share his word with the prophet, with the messenger, and then they would relay the word to the people. But did God speak directly to the people? No. He did so through a messenger. So they received God's word secondhand. But now we're told God has spoken to us directly through his Son, the eternal word of God in the flesh. And if you look back at that reading, and go to the next screen. There we go. He starts talking about, maybe it was in the previous screen too. He starts talking about how Jesus isn't an angel. Now, if we look at the Greek or the Hebrew, the word angel can also be translated messenger. And remember, we've already said that God before now spoke indirectly to his people through messengers. And what the author of Hebrews is saying is God is not speaking through a messenger now. Jesus is not just a messenger of God. He is God, and I saw the words up on the screen, who holds all the universe together with his hands. And now that eternal word of God has taken on flesh, has been born as a baby in Bethlehem. And the question is, why has the eternal word of God taken on flesh? Why has the creator of the universe come into this world? And I want us to go back to creation and remember what God says. What's the word when God creates everything? He says it is very good. All right. Then we jump to Genesis 3. And mankind falls into sin. Adam and Eve eat the fruit because they desire to be like God. They desire to be their own God. They desire to live without God. And what's the word then? The word is death. Because the wages of sin is death. Sin is the condition of being without God, being separated from him. And God is the source of what? Life. And so without God, we have no life. We only have death. So what's the ultimate consequence of sin? The ultimate consequence of being without God is death. Is death a good word? Death is not a good word. It's the opposite of who God is. God is the source of life. And so why did the eternal word of God take on flesh and come into this world? It was to defeat death. And in order to defeat death, Jesus would have to, I heard you say it, have to defeat sin. And in order to defeat sin, Jesus would have to die, because the wages of sin is death. So the word of God took on flesh, dwelt among us, came into the world, but as we had in John, the world did not recognize him. World did not know him. World did not receive him. On Good Friday, what was the word when the world met Jesus? What did they say in front of Pontius Pilate? Crucify him, right? And with that word, the word of God went to the cross. And there the life-giving word gave his life in death, forgiving your sins, paying for your sins with his blood shed on the cross. And then 3 days later, there was another word about Jesus. What's the word then? He is risen. You're looking for the living among the dead. He's not here. He's not dead. He's alive. So Jesus defeated sin through his death on the cross, and then defeated death by rising from the dead. And now Jesus lives to speak a word about you. And what's the word? The word is forgiven. The word is loved. The word is saved and redeemed and mine forever. So what's the word on Christmas? How's your Christmas going so far? I think after what we've just heard, I would say very good, right? Because on this day, as you guys open up those presents, even if what you open up isn't what you hope to get, you are reminded that today you have received an even greater gift, as the eternal word of God has taken on flesh, has given his life for you to forgive your sins, has risen from the dead to defeat death, and now gives you life forever with him. As you guys go to that table and eat that Christmas dinner, even if the turkey's a little dry and the rolls are a little hard, you're reminded that you have been invited to an even greater feast as you come forward today to receive the body and blood of Christ, who's given those to you so that you might have your sins forgiven and might have life in his name. As you gather with family and friends and loved ones, even if you have loved ones who are no longer with you to celebrate, you're reminded that in Christ we have life. And we look forward to the day when we will celebrate with our loved ones again, when all the dead in Christ rise to new life in him. What's the word on Christmas? How's your Christmas going so far? I'd say very good. And not just now, but think about this. All the way through eternity, this gift remains yours, as Jesus has already forgiven your sins and has already given you the gift of life. So what's the word on Christmas? Let's see if you got it. The word is who? Jesus. And the word is very good.